Baltimore, but I know Baltimore's kind of up there. They've had some bad games here and there. So it seems to be a pattern. But this is my thing. We as Eagles, Joe, we both need the Cowboys to win and lose.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a crazy thing. We need that's the Cowboys to win to keep our hopes of that number one seed alive.
Yeah.
And we need the Cowboys to lose. If the Cowboys lose, then we lock up the NFC East. So either way, it benefits us. But I'm going with the Vegas odds. Vegas got Dodgers by six, so I'm going with them on that one. Just on that alone. Because
well, hold on. But even if they win and we win, we still be number one, won't we?
Yeah.
So I ain't worried about
that. So y'all in a better position either way. Yeah. Unless.
Yeah. If they lose, we lock the division up. Mm-hmm. But if they win because of strength of schedules and things of that nature, they will take Detroit out because right now the Lions have the tiebreaker advantage over us.
What's the Lions record?
We all 11-4.
11-4.
But their record against common opponents is better than ours. Mm-hmm. So we forfeit the 2 seed to them solely on that. Now San Francisco goes out and lose, which we also need to happen. Then Detroit becomes the number one seed if they win. But if they lose to Dallas, then we become the 2 seed, 1 seed if San Francisco loses.
But see, my thing is, my day is made when Dallas lose. Hey, CJ, how are them Cowboys?
You gonna have a rough day, bro.
we all
NFC East ain't totally out the window.
Hey, CJ,
the Jets inserted Tyrod Taylor. He came in there and showed that when they play that last game, y'all gonna be in cruise control. So if y'all slip up now against them Giants, you know, things could get a little dicey too. So it's very interesting these next 2 weeks. But the thing is, win today. We ain't worried about nothing else. All the Cowboys got to do win today.
I'm going with Detroit in this game. So, but I'm going with it because it's kind of like.
You ain't got no choice. Your team sucks.
I agree with that, but I just don't trust y'all in December.
Okay.
History shows that y'all are not to be trusted in December.
Well, are you talking about it now? But y'all ain't can't be trusted in the offseason.
I don't know when we can be trusted. Myself.
Yeah. We're winning today, though. We're at home. We back at home. The friendly confines. We putting up 40. And remember I told you first.
But I did. I also say that, like I would say, like I said earlier, it's going to come down to Detroit run game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the run game is the key.
And I think it's their ability to protect the football.
I mean, yeah.
Because one team you cannot turn the football over to is the Dallas Cowboys. They will murder you.
Yes, they will
murder you off of turnovers. You might as well just go ahead and pack it up and go home.
And don't protect Goff today. And watch y'all see the old Jared Goff's return. Mm-hmm.
That's when the Cowboys are at their best, when they getting those turnovers.
Yes, I just seen an interesting fact though earlier about Detroit. Like, if Montgomery gets off, have a good game, Amon St. Brown have a good game, and the tight end get to have a great game, like in the next couple of weeks, you could see something that ain't happened in a long time. Detroit will have over a 1,000-yard rusher, 1,000-yard receiver.
And every 2,000 yards. No, how much the Porter got? I don't know how
he
many
like,
yards
he like 200 and some yards away from 1,000 yards.
Yeah,
he's as close. A tight end.
Yeah, they're going to do the, gonna do the same
crazy thing. Crazy stat.
They're going to do the same thing Philly did. But anyway. So we got that game
and what we ready to do again.
Yeah. So does anybody have the Arizona Cardinals? Let's get this out of the way.
No. Against who?
Against Philly.
I do.
Uh oh.
Yeah. I need the five points. I need the 5 points.
That's what you do. I knew it.
That should be 10.
I just need the points. At this point I can't win no other way.
ain't mad at you, CJ.
If there's any other games that y'all gonna choose one sided on, I may take three or four more up. I'm at the bottom. It don't matter.
You know what, though?
If I get a good 20 off today, woo, that'll put me right back up there where I need to be.
Don't be surprised if it's I call this a trap game.
For who? What?
For Philly.
See, this is what this
man,
is.
Man, them people I think, listen.
Go ahead, say what you want, Mel.
Here he goes.
Kyler Murray playing wide receiver and quarterback.
Look,
this is how Kevin takes his shots at me. This is how I catch the Kevin Harris straight bullets, right?
You want to know why? Because look what happened on Christmas Day. Y'all almost lost it.
We don't care.
That it don't matter. But
almost don't count unless you're playing horseshoe.
You know what's funny? A lot of teams get the nod and get the look away for injuries and all of that, because we don't. Nobody brings up injuries for us at all, ever. And one thing I'm glad Avante Maddox is practicing again, and he will be back for the playoffs.
That's good. As long as he stays healthy, we can be better. But this is my thing. It's getting to that time of year. Just throw the regular season out. The regular season over.
Right.
We in playoff mode right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's what y'all need to be.
When it comes time for the postseason, you got to win a lot of ugly football games.
Kevin, it could be a trap game for Arizona because of their draft standing.
No, we're going to keep that intact because.
Let me finish.
Nobody, we are 6-3 against teams with winning records this year. Nobody wins better ugly football games than we do. Now, to your point, this is also the first time in 2 months we played at 1:00. Let that sink in.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you saying it's a trap game for Philly. I'm thinking it could be reversed because of Arizona.
Arizona got nothing to play for.
Yeah, but a draft spot.
So he's saying a trap game meaning.
I'm saying I still think y'all going to win the game.
Or if Kyler Murray gets hurt.
You know, it trapped them because they could be playing for a top three pick.
Instead of a top five pick. It's going to be a lot closer than it's just supposed to be.
And you seen that happen last year.
If Kyler Murray gets hurt, he's going to be screwed more than Russell Wilson. Well, the Cardinals gonna be screwed worse than the Broncos.
Russell Wilson not screwed, first of all.
No, I said the Broncos. I meant to say the Broncos, my bad.
Oh, cause he getting paid regardless.
Yeah.
Man, next year, but
if he can't pass the physical, he still get 37 more. He could get $80 million just by don't pass the physical.
Well, but see, he's guaranteed 40 next year. I just read it. He's guaranteed to 40 for next year, regardless if he plays for the Broncos or not.
I thought it was 37.
We confirmed that, Romar.
But they arguing about the 30 saying for the fifth year of the contract.
No, that's not what they was arguing about. They were arguing about
the injury.
The $37 million that he's guaranteed if he can't pass the physical.
In months.
He got $39 million he's going to get regardless. But they said if he didn't take that clause out of the contract that said if you don't pass the physical, you're going to get another guaranteed $37 million. I don't know why they put that in the contract, first of all. But if I hadn't already signed it, I ain't changing nothing. And I'm hurt.
I ain't changing nothing either. I go along with that.
All right. This is what it said.
That don't even make sense.
It's right.
It's salary's guaranteed.
That's crazy.
That's what I was telling you guys earlier this morning.
Look.
Really? I think the organization.
It says Russell Wilson, 5-year, $242.6 million contract signed in 2022 that would give the veteran quarterback who is already guaranteed $39 million in 2024, whether he's on the team or not, another $37 million his salary for 2025 guaranteed if he could not pass a physical on the fifth day of the new league year in March.
That's what we said.
Mm-hmm. So it's all about the fifth year.
But you gonna get paid anyway.
Okay then. I get it.
I'm just saying.
That's the same thing we said, bro, Ma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, thanks, CJ. I've been telling these guys that all morning. He gonna get his money anyway.
Next year.
I think now that they being nasty. Oh, he ain't passing that physical. You gonna give me that whole 80 now. You gonna give me all of it.
All of it.
Yeah, I'm showing up to the physical high as a bitch.
Well,
sorry about that. It wasn't me this time.
Exactly, man. That's terrible, man. And then
they blackballing them.
I'm so glad we ain't get Sean Payton now, the way he treating people. Well, a certain kind of quarterback.
He would have loved that.
He probably would have loved that.
He wouldn't have loved Dak. Dak would have been out of town by now.
Dak would be in the Russell position right now.
I think Sean Payton just like building his own team, to be honest with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like he wants the quarterback he wants.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening. And the organization is obliging them on that.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right, so who y'all got, Broncos or the Chargers?
Okay. Oh, come on.
Let's go ahead. Since we are on the Broncos, let's get this game out of the way.
Russell was playing.
We got the battle of the backups. Battle what? Second stringers?
Give me the chart. I mean, no, Broncos. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm still going with Denver on this one.
Defensive purposes.
Everybody going with Denver?
Yeah.
Give me the Chargers. Hey, Kevin, I want all my points, man. I want all my points. And I'm adding this stuff up, too.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's three of them.
Yes, that's right.
Kevin, you're doing a fine job.
Well, I might shoot right to fourth place. Ain't no way I can get to number one, but I can get up in that top 10.
You got to do is be within the top 10 by the end of the year, and then, you know, you're right in position.
Hey, CJ, yeah. You ain't coming up here. No. You ain't getting up here.
Oh, here we go.
Him and Cam gonna have a person to talk.
I hate it when people kill a dream almost the last day of the year.
who you got?
And what?
Broncos or Chargers?
I'm going with Broncos. I'm going with Denver in this game.
That's right.
Ask me the question twice, boy. I'm trying to get 5 points. Put him down for the Broncos.
You going with the Commanders in the San Francisco game, Kevin?
Why not? Is it worth 5?
Yeah, it is.
That
should be worth 20 if they pull that up.
Whoa. Roma, what are you trying to say, Roma?
I know I ain't going with him.
Roma.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you called Kevin a traitor.
Hey, you got the nerve.
Yeah, it's all about the points right now.
Right. You're doing the exact same thing.
That's right.
All
right,
so what's that?
Hold on, but I did take them against the Jets, and they let me down when I did finally show back up. They threw me under the bus last week.
And look, they're going to get somebody. I just don't know if it's going to be today. I mean, tomorrow. All
right, so we're mailing in the 49ers against the Commanders. Everybody except for CJ.
49ers versus the bystanders. Yeah, okay, all right.
Hey, see, you ain't going to keep disrespecting.
Disrespecting? You ain't pick them, and that's your team.
But you ain't going to disrespect them. I can't. Because that's my team. You ain't gonna disrespect, but you ain't even got a football team.
I don't
care. What I gotta deal with?
You got a collage. You ain't even got, got a collage of teams.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Studio W Sports page brought to you by Kansas Sports Girl. NFL Pickles. All right, guys, we mailed that one in. Dolphins against the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
In Baltimore. Yes,
I'm hoping y'all pick the same team on this one. This could be some good points right
here. Oh.
I want to hear this one.
Come on now.
I got the Ravens.
Cam jersey. I think that's his real new team, CJ, because we done seen Dolphin jersey a couple of weeks.
Now this could be, I wouldn't even say it's a trap game because I don't
think it's not a trap game.
Because Dolphins could upset them, but I got Baltimore.
Who you got, WB?
Oh, the Ravens. Okay. Yeah.
I got Baltimore, too.
I got
Roma, CJ can go.
I really
going up the street. going up the street.
I realize
CJ say I'm gonna leave out the stadium and go get some wings from across the street.
Go get crushed right across the street, right behind, but right behind the Holiday Inn. Boy,
yeah, fire. I'm going with the wings and things that behind the Holiday Inn.
Things over there. It's some things over there.
God, who you got?
Gonna be light when
I'm
you
going
come back.
Don't with even go Baltimore back to the and Lemon Pepper Lou.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
I know that joint, boy. What in the world is going on around here? Mm.
It was church on a Sunday.
It was. I got Miami. I think that's worth 5-2. Put a star beside my picks, Kevin.
Got it. Got him.
I should be up to like 20, 25 bonus. Come on, football.
All right.
One week. Just tie everything up. If I get 25, man. Let me look at this thing and see if I get 25 points, where I'm going to be at.
Oh, man.
I might be tied for number one.
Hey, Joe, you got on Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, get your stamps ready. Get your stamps out. I'm telling you right now, we're mailing this one in.
Which one?
The New England Patriots.
Oh, jeez.
Are traveling to West New York to face the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, give me Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah. Aaron. Hold on, I might have spoke too soon.
Uh-oh, do I smell a crossover?
No, I'm looking at CJ. CJ's thinking about it.
Uh-huh. I'm waiting to see what y'all say.
I knew he was laying in the cut.
Uh-huh. I saw an upset Sunday, baby. I'm on all the underdogs.
For some reason.
It's especially when y'all going, I just need points right now.
I'm crossing over from what I had as my
pick. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but.
Oh, no.
I don't trust Buffalo.
You just trying to make TV.
Bill Belichick sometimes.
What?
And I'm going with New England in this game because. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with Buffalo now.
That's bad.
CJ's going to Buffalo now.
Yeah, I'm going with everybody else now since this boy didn't. He's going to Buffalo.
Hey, I done bet against New England the last couple of weeks, and they done pulled off every upset.
This will be an upset.
Yeah, hit the front.
Buffalo's favored by 14.
And New England was
and Belichick got
in
Buffalo
primetime
number.
Games.
This ain't no primetime game.
He got it now.
Belichick ain't got too many numbers this year.
His phone
What's their record? 3-1.
4-11.
4, okay.
Belichick don't care because his pocket's still padded.
Well, you know that.
The only number involving Bill Belichick is 2. That's 2 games he's got left as that coach.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
That's the only number he's concerned with right now, 2. The last 2 games. Because after this,
So Kraft going to let him go?
He is gone.
Gone?
Okay. Kraft ain't going to see another. No, he going to Carolina. Mike Tomlin coming to Washington.
No, you might
Tomlin
see
Tomlin. Tomlin ain't going nowhere.
Belichick's going to the Bears.
Pittsburgh has said if you want to have Tuxel, you got to offer up draft picks.
The Bears have the culture Bill Belichick wants, has the talent that Bill Belichick wants. And there'll be a need for both sides.
Now, who is it? Somebody on ESPN said, "Hey, look here, if they let Tomlin go, he's going to break the bank."
Yes, in Washington. I said that.
You think he's going to Washington?
Forget ESPN.
I seen it. Where they said that because he's still under contract. If the only way you're going to get Tomlin out of Pittsburgh, because they said Washington, Chicago, it's a couple of teams that's struggling, but they won't draft compensation for if they let him go as the coach.
And how did they get in the rumor mill anyway? Because you know how Pittsburgh is. They don't fire their coaches,
but they ain't got another coach in place.
They've been talking about replacing Mike Tomlin for a while,
but they don't have a coach in place.
They've been nitpicking, trying to find any other excuses to say that it's time for Mike Tomlin to go. They've been doing that for at least about 5 or 6 seasons now.
Who can you see being the next Pittsburgh coach if that's the case?
And that's the reason why he's still there.
Exactly,
he ain't going nowhere.
I don't think so either. All you got to do is tighten up that offense a little bit. All right.
Get them a real quarterback.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
that's what they need.
Tighten up that offensive line.
Get you another wide receiver.
And so, what is it with Pittsburgh wide receivers? They just can't get it together. I mean, you got Martavius Bryant, Chase Claypool. I mean, going all back to Antonio Brown. What's wrong with these receivers from Pittsburgh?
They want
to
act like divas. And then he finally shows up for the first time all season and has almost 200 yards. I thought, where was that all year?
Yeah.
Who? Pickens.
Pickens.
I said, where was this all year?
That was his first time starting. No, not Pickens. No, Pickens did. Right? He had two touchdowns.
Yeah, he had two touchdowns.
Oh, he played. Oh man, the dude was playing off the chain.
Yeah, no, but where was that all year?
This is how good it was. He had Mason Rudolph throwing the football.
I said Mason Rudolph. That's who they should have been. Had that quarterback for a minute ago. Except I would have been starting Mason Rudolph over Trubisky.
That's what I was saying.
I mean, Mason Rudolph.
But Bill said no. You said no.
He know the offense better than Trubisky. Like, he been in that offense longer than him.
Yeah.
I'd play him again this week.
They ain't got no choice but to.
I wouldn't even have Trubisky on my team. Trubisky is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Trash. Whatever.
Whatever you said.
I mean, he's bottom. I mean, oh my. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one.
One thing you could look at, a lot of these backups that got playing time this year might have a starter role on the team next year. Like the Browning from Cincinnati, he might get traded for because he came in and did his thing.
And where he gonna start at?
It's a lot of teams that might be trying to look up getting another quarterback.
Yeah, he can start for the Falcons. Speaking of, who you got between the Falcons and the Bears?
Oh man.
I'm going Chicago.
I'm going Chicago too.
I'm going to Atlanta.
On the road.
Yep.
In Chicago.
Yep.
No.
No, thank you. Give me the.
I'm not entirely convinced.
I'm picking exactly. Chicago because the last 2 weeks I didn't pick Chicago and they won.
And I'm telling Zena too.
I know. She don't care.
Nah, but they favored by three, so I'm
that could go either way.
Even though I picked the Falcons to win the AFC, the NFC South, they have not. I can't put stock in them, man. They.
CJ, who you got?
Running needs to go.
Atlanta, Chicago,
Bears.
The Bears.
Taylor Heineke can follow him. They got the talents and the weapons and everything else, but they just find ways to screw stuff up.
Rumo.
CJ, who you got again?
Bears.
Okay. All right. What's
is that everybody's picks?
No, yeah. Rumo, he's on a business call.
All right. I said Chicago.
No, I got that.
Oh, Lord.
I already got him.
What game
are
we just talking about?
That's what we're about to get to.
Okay, the Colts will host the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Hmm.
Give me AP.
I forgot who I put in this one.
Oh, man.
You got the Colts.
Oh, yeah, I'm going Vegas odds all the way down.
What, Colts?
Yep.
Give me the Colts, too.
Colts 3.5. I'm going to get something wrong. I'm going to get something right, but I should get more right than I do wrong.
I'm going to go with y'all with this one, Colts.
Yeah, me too.
You know, boy, I'm going to take the Colts.
Everybody got Colts?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. Because the Raiders look, they act like they want to play a little bit.
It's the Raiders, right?
I went with the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Raiders, too.
Yeah, they act like they want to play a little bit.
Yeah, I like what Antonio Pierce is doing with him. I really do.
Yeah.
But
how much does that got to do with the shakeup?
I think he should be their coach.
Defensively, a lot.
He has a very good chance.
Offensively, leaves a lot to be desired because they won that game. They didn't even have 100 yards passing.
I don't think he should be the coach.
You don't think he should be the coach?
No.
Why not?
And this is my perspective. I know it's minority and all that, and he got them playing pretty good and whatnot, you know. But, you know, it's a short sample size. And normally when you have a regimen change, guys do get up because they know their jobs are on the line as well. the team sort of galvanizes for the next coach that's coming in, but it's often short-lived. You know, y'all seen it in the past. You know, they'll get up for 3-4 games or whatever the case may be, but it's often short-lived. I think if you give him a whole offseason and he comes back next year, it's going to be the same old Raiders. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's not a good coach, but it's a situation set up for failure. Because, see, right now he's still got the old coaches' guys in there. Those not even his guys. Right. You know, so they're running with a system that's already put in place. We really haven't seen his system either. So he's probably going to keep some parts of it, but I just don't see him, former player, never been a coordinator. Was he a coordinator? What was he?
Yeah, he's a defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think it's a – I think it's a quick way for him to be back as a position coach. Because, you know, once you get that head coach title, people are wary of hiring you for same reasons that this coach got fired, the next person that takes over. You know, then they look for the next one to fill the position on the roster. Okay, he was a head coach before. We'll elevate him to the job if you're doing well. I just don't see it. That's my personal
opinion. They already said that they might be looking to go back and hire Gruden anyway.
What? Hey.
Yeah.
And it's the Raiders, so everything is on the table. Yeah. I don't see it, but what he's doing short-term.
They
said
that they're looking to hire Gruden back as the head coach.
How did that work out for him the first time?
Man,
if it wasn't for him, got him fired though. It won't even his coach.
Yeah, it was my team. Got him fired.
They weren't doing that well under Gruden.
Look, it was my team and emails that got him fired.
They were doing all right.
All right.
And it's crazy as it say. What? The Raiders have gave him a lot of money to come back the second time around to be the coach, because they gave him stake in the team and everything.
Yeah, Kenny.
Man, I wouldn't hire that clown.
He ain't a clown. Oh. He's a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah, but who built that team that he won?
Yeah, he pretty much doing the same thing Antonio Pierce did. I mean,
he didn't build that team, though.
When he went to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he didn't build that team.
I don't care, but you go win a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson as your quarterback, you did something.
Yeah, collect that check. That's all you did.
And that's another team that needs a quarterback. Because Jimmy Garoppolo ain't it.
No, he never was.
He never was. So that's another team that needs
a quarterback. Well, show me a better Brady backup that they had as much success as him then. Because he done had a lot of them. Brady done had a – Brady has made a lot of people contracts because he was his backup in New England. Think about it. Matt Castle got a bag because of him in Kansas City. But Garoppolo, the only one that really can say that he won games and was proven for real. Like,
but you can't stay healthy.
I wouldn't say he won games. I would say he managed games.
He managed it more than anything else.
He managed games. Like Case Keenum did when he got in for the Vikings that time. He threw like around 200 yards and maybe one or two touchdowns, but their defense did the job. He just never turned the ball over. So I would say Garoppolo did manage the games. He ain't win no games.
Okay.
Because that man ain't nice. And he can't even stay on the field.
That's the biggest sticking point.
Name me
10 quarterbacks outside of Jalen Hurts that went to a Super Bowl outside of Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm not even giving him that. He went to the Super Bowl, but his defense carried him there.
Don't matter. He was part of it.
He was part of it, but I'm saying, we talk about the individual man. He is not a good quarterback. He's not. Mm-hmm. All right. With that being said, name me a game that he won, that he did.
I don't know, because I ain't never watched a game that he played in.
Well, you just made your point. Well, there you go. Well, that's case closed right there.
Man, Panthers and Jaguars. Who y'all? I know those are very bad.
The Panthers might get them a win.
Oh, no.
You said not this week.
They ain't playing Atlanta.
Jacksonville.
They ain't playing Atlanta, they ain't playing what's his name? He ain't playing.
Who, Trevor Lawrence ain't playing?
Yeah, nope.
Give me Jags.
They ruled him out.
Kevin, give me the Jags. Right.
Is ETN playing? No, he got hurt, didn't he?
Hold on. Jaguars, I think he on is. A four-game skid.
But they at home.
And the Panthers are winless on the road. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, jeez.
I got to go with Jacksonville. I mean, this is a very... I mean, this is a...
Trap game.
Yeah, this is a trap. Yeah, yeah. Trap game right all over. Jacksonville needs to win this. And I'm going to tell you like this. Andy Dalton is better for this system than Bryce Young.
Oh, that's who's playing?
Yes. When Andy Dalton is starting,
yeah.
When Andy Dalton is starting, Adam Thielen is eating
the Red Rocket,
the Red Rifle,
whatever he is.
Yeah, when he starts, the games that he's played this season, when Andy Dalton is starting, Adam Thielen started to eat. But I don't think that's gonna be enough to overcome. Yeah, it's too much of a must win for Jacksonville for me to go against them.
Romo, you got
at the same time, Carolina ain't got nothing to lose or nothing to win because they ain't got no draft pick in the first round.
Yeah,
so they just out here probably just trying to spoil people.
They playing with house money.
Mm-hmm. They just want to go in there and just make you mad.
Yeah, I know. So I was kind of on the fence about it. I know I picked Jacksonville, but.
AI. Tim Hardaway? Could it be? You know it's got to be at least one crossover.
It's got to be at least. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll do it.
Are you the only one?
And that's why
he. You going for the 5 points?
And that's why
he. And this is. You know what I said.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Go ahead, Kevin, because that's why he at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, you go.
I'm creeping up there. I'm getting towards the middle.
I definitely need a good
one. Towards the middle.
He trying to
catch. Well, you down at 15. Where's Romar?
I'm the middle.
You down at 15?
I'm the middle.
I'm not too far behind CJ now.
Oh, okay.
I've been in the top 10 most of the season until these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you ain't said a whole lot there.
I'm like 2 below CJ. I'm like, if CJ's 17, I'm like 19 or something like that.
CJ, who you got?
Jacksonville. If CJ get them 20 points, he going to be up.
I'm coming up this week. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, give me the Panthers. All right, next one. The Tennessee Titans are going to Houston to face the Texans.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I rolled a dice on the last one. I got Texans on this one. Give me
Houston. Is Stroud playing?
Nope. I don't think so. Remember, they just played Tennessee. What?
Two weeks ago
and pulled it all in overtime with the backup, and I'm going with the Texans. I'm going with the Texans.
Give me the Titans.
They in Texas this time.
I don't care.
Houston's favored by four.
I'm going with Tennessee.
Me too.
CJ, who you got?
Oh, Texans QB CJ Stroud clears concussion protocol. Set to start.
Oh.
Right.
Texas.
So stop giving out false information.
I didn't say it.
That was wrong with CJ.
Thank you, sir.
I thought he wasn't playing.
Hey, CJ, who we got?
CJ. You got Houston, CJ?
Exactly.
There
yes,
you sir. Go.
Yes. All right, nothing else to see here, folks. Got another mail in for you.
The Rams.
Not so fast.
The Rams versus who?
The Giants.
Giants.
Wow.
In New York.
All y'all gonna pick the Rams. I can see it.
I am. Yep, I did.
I am.
Rams by 6.
Oh boy. That's a tough one. I'm going with the Giants because it's MetLife Stadium.
That's why I don't like this one. Like this.
Boy.
He said, That's a good, that's a legitimate reason too.
Y'all know I don't like either one of them, but doggone.
I'm gonna pick the Giants too, man. I still am though. I just think the Giants with Tyrod Taylor can play with anybody. Mm.
And they almost pulled off an upset.
And the freakiest accident.
They had Fresh Fritz on the line last week.
Give me the Rams. Give me the Rams, Kevin.
Yeah, they had them. Like you said, had.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the Rams.
With two backup cornerbacks,
you gotta blame that on coaching though. They should have pulled that boy sooner.
True. I'm so glad he waited to halftime.
Man, that ticked me off. All
right, this one is about dead even.
What's that?
Saints and the Buccaneers.
Woo!
Bucks. I took Tampa. I'm going with Tampa Bay.
I'm going with Tampa Bay too.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay gonna win that division because they're gonna have a nice old story to talk about Baker Mayfield.
Well, he's been playing good football, league.
And did I have a bubble?
Yeah, he has.
They have been.
Yes.
Tampa.
For like the last 4 weeks. There.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to New Orleans because I want us to go to New Orleans anyway. I wanna go down there.
French cold. Yeah, I need to check that drain out too, man. Need to get out more. All right, we talked about the 49ers and Commanders. Now we're on to Pittsburgh going to Seattle.
Give me Seattle.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Seattle by 3.5.
Give me Seattle. Pittsburgh.
Dad has Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have Pittsburgh?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll go with Pittsburgh, too. Ain't nobody getting no points. Ain't nobody getting no extra points.
See,
like that? We're not doing that.
Man, you just crashed my party, CJ.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Steelers and the Seahawks. I think I picked Seattle.
Yep, you did.
All right, and we're into our 4 o'clock games.
Roma. You know what?
What is going on?
Neil, fire him. Fire him.
Roma about to get fired.
Man, give me that phone.
Man, look. You need to tell your people they can't be calling during show hours.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You can't be pausing the show just to get your ass on the phone.
Good Lord. That would teach you some radio etiquette.
Hey, that phone ring, that paid my bills.
So?
Where?
I got to answer.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to pay him.
Put the phone on silent for 2 hours.
No, because if it light up, I'm still going to answer.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Then get from behind the desk. Come on over here.
See what I got to deal with.
Good Lord.
I'm not interrupting anything. I gently lay my headphones down and I quietly go.
We can hear you.
Now, there was nothing quiet about it, especially since we're waiting on your answer.
For what?
See, oh, Lord.
The Steelers and the Seahawks.
I gave my answer early. I'd already answered that game.
Hey, Mel, where are the pink slips?
I was the first one to answer the question. I chose the Seahawks.
He did. I caught it. Actually, yes. I did catch it there.
I called it before I answered the phone.
It doesn't matter. You got a hot mic, so the whole world can hear your conversation.
Hey, all I heard was top of the morning.
Oh boy.
I can't help it that I'm busy sometimes.
The Bengals and the Chiefs.
Kansas City. Hey, CJ was roasting the Chiefs last week. Did y'all guys see that? Hey, CJ, weren't you on Facebook roasting the Chiefs?
Hey, everybody's fair game, bro.
you roasted the 49ers.
It was so funny, man. I even shared it. I had to share that. That was funny.
Hey, sometimes they gotta get it, Mel.
I'll wait for that sequel to come back with bang.
Guess what though? The best is yet to come because like everybody clowns on the Cowboys when we lose, But Lord, when they lose in the playoffs, man, I just make it a whole day party.
Man, that's so funny.
I might get a band this year.
For who?
For whoever lose.
See, well, it's, man, CJ's so good with it that whenever the Eagles lose, I just got to turn my phone off for 2 days. Y'all yeah. know when we lose, he is going, oh, my God.
Yeah, he just goes
yeah, all in. I saw when you were on his podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, well, I'm going to say this for about the last, the whole football season. Outside of his good morning going live. He definitely has made me not like going on my Facebook.
Hey, let me take that back.
I know it come like CJ. It done been times that I'm ready to go to bed at night, and I done avoided Facebook all day. And then I decided to go on that junk before I'm ready to go to bed. And I see your post, I have to call me. I'm like, bro, what we do to him? What we do to CJ?
you ain't got to do nothing for him to get you.
No, but no, even if we don't play, he still got to find a way. We can have a bad week and he still got something to say
about
us.
See, one thing about it, he can't get me because I ain't got no...
That's the hatred between a Cowboy fan and a Redskin.
But see, he can't get me because I don't have a team.
Nobody can get you.
That's right.
Because you got to collage. You got to collage your favorite team.
The only one you're halfway loyal to is the Steelers.
No, he's not. He had a Ravens jersey yesterday.
I did. What? I got Ravens jersey up there.
Well, now you got to shout out the distributor.
Yeah.
Where y'all get the jerseys from?
J&J.
Okay.
That's
we a jersey because I got them a commercial. See?
You
got to say word. I was messing with y'all.
Yeah. This way. Hey, CJ, check this out.
Sonya.
Hey, Sonya, go behind the,
Go
behind the, on camera. CJ, I got a surprise for you, bro.
No, I'm not gonna be
in the side. CJ, see that?
Oh.
CJ.
Oh, yeah.
I even got a Cowboys blanket.
Hey, I got that same blanket, man. That's a great blanket.
Wow.
That's a
good
design.
Come on.
That's right.
Look at this.
Hey, see what happened, CJ?
We ran
everybody off.
Look at Robot.
CJ about to get the A-Rab.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Hey, CJ, but for real, man, what we do to y'all, man?
It's the arch rival, man. It just makes the football. It makes him fun. That's all. I just be talking smack, man.
Hey, look.
None of this crap is personal.
I know.
It's like once we get into football mode, you could be my brother, my sister, my cousin, my aunt.
It don't matter.
You're going to get that work.
You're going to get it.
Football, I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. Hey, y'all don't call Peter on me. Because sometimes, CJ, your poster made me not want to bring my dog in the house.
It's like when we talking football, man, it's like I try to figure out who I can talk football with and who I can't. Because if I get under your skin and you get personal, you on the I can't talk to list.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if we having fun back and forth, you jonesing me, I'm jonesing you, ain't nobody taking no personal shots. Man, you can love your team just as much as I can, and we having fun with it.
I love it because I know it's coming. Like last week, I'm like, man.
But you can.
After we got the lead, I said, you know what?
Oh, man.
He probably thinking what I'm thinking.
You gonna lose.
We gonna find a way to trick this game up. And I seen it from the first, after we got the lead in the first possession that they got, I said, yep. And the first catch, I said, yeah, we going there, we losing.
Oh, yeah.
You gave up a big chunk of yards off of the first possession after we get the lead.
Man, I turned on the TV and the bystanders was up. I said, what?
Like, now, see, you keep on thinking that you slick with your little slide in.
The bystanders.
Yeah, you see like that. How you be keep on sliding that in? I ain't gonna keep letting you go bad because that what Cam jersey need to be when he wear red, a Washington jersey. His last name on the jersey need to be a bystander. Cause he been through the towel on the Washington. I don't know what they are, but they Washington.
Yeah, DC bystander. Good. Got a ring to it.
I got a football team.
No, I like the Commodores more than anything.
When
you incorporate music in the team, you know, hey, it's more catchier.
You should be a Washington Dolphin because you wear a loud Miami jersey.
That don't even sound right.
That's what you are, a Washington Dolphin.
Oh,
you got an XFL team. A
foolish dreamer. Oh, great.
And you over here with all this.
But I don't care.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Oh,
you know what?
I mean, it's football. I mean, CJ got his, he repping his team. Neil repping his team. But, Cam, who you rep?
I'm repping the Commanders.
No, what? CJ, what jersey you got on? Because I don't think them colors don't match.
And hey, you ain't asked me. I represent the league.
Look, man, you just need a jersey. You just need a jersey with every team patch on it.
Oh, you know what?
And for the Seattle patch, I'm just going to get a picture of Pete Carroll to put in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mill will tell you, hey, this is the honest to God truth. I had a t-shirt with every team on it with a Velcro sticker that I can move around anytime I want.
Wow.
That's right.
Get out of here.
Right, Mill?
Yes, it was. It was a Schmedium.
Oh, Lord.
That's right.
Oh, so
it was cold.
It was a crop top.
It was young.
Yeah. And I had a disclaimer at the bottom.
What?
His loyalty can change at a moment.
Oh. I asked his friends, like, you sure my dad can fit this? I honestly asked him, that Jay was young. But
another one of them.
He put it on and it fit him perfectly.
Yeah.
But hold up, Velcro, so you can just change the...
It had Velcro sticker, you know, mm-hmm. button, you know.
It got all 30 teams on it.
All the teams on there.
Well, actually, it just had a bunch of them, and then it came with what was called a quote-unquote wild card kit.
Yeah. So
whatever team that was missing on there, he could just draw.
So you just a football team. You just a football fan.
That's it.
Okay. You just a sports fan.
That's it.
All right, got it.
Yeah.
No affiliation.
You know what? I can be loyal. If they paid me.
Oh, wait. Then you might as well. If it was a fifth.
Yep.
It'll be drunk right
that's
now.
That's why I'm not loyal to no team. Send me a check, or I'm your most loyal man in the world.
Okay, guys. Game of the week. This is the last one we got to talk
about.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
Hold on. We got KC and Cincinnati.
That was the game of the week. Ain't no game.
Yo, it's two more.
KC and Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Give me Cincinnati.
I thought we went through that one already.
Uh-uh. No, we didn't do that.
No, we didn't go through that.
Oh, well, give me Kansas City.
We said it, but I don't know about it made no picks.
Give me my quarterback.
Oh, let me take that back. That wasn't Kansas City. That was San Francisco that CJ was roasting real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
Who you got out of WB?
Cincinnati.
I got KC, but I don't. It's a shaky one.
What are they playing?
In
KC.
Give me Cincinnati.
KC about 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
CJ, who you got?
KC probably win this one.
Uh oh. Yeah, am I by myself?
Yeah, I got you. Oh, yeah, one more.
No, I mean, am I the only one with Cincinnati?
Yes.
Cool. I'll take the extra 5. You won't get it.
No, that's right.
But you won't get it.
You might need that one, WB.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
One more.
Okay, who we got?
Packers at the Vikings.
Man.
Both of them 7-8. In Minnesota.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Minnesota's favored by a point.
Man, that's a tough one. Give me the Vikings. You can't trust either one of them. But since they play, give me Vikings.
Give me Justin Jefferson at home.
Mm-hmm. Give me the Vikings.
Give me the Vikings.
Here's your shot, CJ.
Justin Jefferson owed me one gritty for the year.
So everybody pick who?
Vikings.
Oh, well, give me the Vikings. Man, I got about a 40-point turnaround. And all I need for real, I need to win all of them. I get half of that.
20 points, yeah, that's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Hey, Kevin.
Yo.
I'm watching you.
Hey, Sonya, is Sonya still number one?
Yep.
Good Lord.
Yep.
I don't think she ain't lost that spot at all.
One time, to me. I was number one once.
For a week,
but that's all right.
For 12 hours.
But you know what? My week is made when Dallas loses. I don't care if I lost every other game. As long as Dallas lose, I'm a happy camper.
I mean, I don't like them, but I don't like them that bad because
I do.
I want to thank all y'all teams this Christmas because y'all gave me a great Christmas. And the teams are not even fans on here. San Fran, Dallas, Washington. I know y'all had to lose.
Why we had to lose?
Because y'all tanking and y'all.
I believe it now.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. After you've seen this coming about a month ago.
No, I ain't seen it a month ago.
I did.
Exactly.
When y'all traded Chase and Sweat.
That was the beginning of the end.
Hey, look, that's crazy.
San Fran playing this week.
Hey, CJ, look, the crazy stuff about when we did that.
Who they playing?
They
playing us.
How Sweat leave us? We traded him. And he was out leading.
He was San Francisco.
He had the most sacks.
Okay, all right.
He had the most sacks for us when we traded him. He went to Chicago and became their sack leader too.
Yeah. Sure did.
So, let's see. Who you going with this week? You,
I ain't going with them.
You ain't going with your bystander. That's right. This is a family show, Romar. Okay. All right.
You found out, Romar.
So, guys,
I'm gonna put you in that bag. Right?
He ain't gonna put nobody nowhere.
I'm gonna put you in that. I'm gonna put you in that bag. And I'm gonna call Uber Eats to pick you up and take you to Hopkins Road. So so you can be demolished. You can go get shipped off somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, we finished with the NFL picks, but I was hoping the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels, would make it to the studio this week. We'll catch him next week, but guys.
Oh, hey, real quick. Can we do the college game this week? I mean,
we did that already.
All right.
Where you was at?
I was outside. I got Michigan.
Michigan, and who you got between Texas and Washington?
Washington.
There you go.
Yep.
So,
Alabama got to go down. I hate them real bad.
They already went down multiple times.
Well, good. They got to go down again.
They only got one L for the year.
Well, they're going to have two.
No, I'm talking about for the last couple years.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you think, how much of a shot do you give Texas in this?
Dad? None.
Zero.
They got about a 4% chance.
Okay, we gotta wrap that up. We gotta talk about boxing real quick, and that beat that unanimous decision against Deontay Wilder last week. I don't know if y'all caught a glimpse of it.
He needs to retire.
Homie got work. From the clips I seen, the rounds that I seen, homie got work.
I mean, you would get work too if that was the last time that you been. If that was the first time you been in the ring in 2 years.
Yeah, it would. Hey, Joe, did you catch any of it?
No, I heard about it. I didn't catch it, though.
All right, CJ.
But he tricked his bag up by losing.
Yeah, I saw it.
Hey, give me a thought.
He got beat up, man. I just don't think he was in the fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he was there, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna win. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude wanted it more. That's what really was the deal. The other dude, I think he took the fight for granted. Like, it was gonna be like, boom, 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 I'm gonna knock him out early. But then he figured out as soon as they ring that first bell, this dude is fighting. You know what I'm saying? And dude wasn't technical fighting. He was just throwing haymakers. Yes, and all of them was landing.
And he tricked Wilder tricked the bag up by losing that because that was the setup for the big fight with Joshua.
Exactly. Man, dude just was throwing haymakers. And that's the chance you take when you get in the fight as a heavyweight. You one punch from getting knocked out.
And that was their second time fighting.
Yeah, so dude just put on a clinic, man, of what to do. And Wilder just said, you know, I'm just here for the little bag I'm gonna get, and I'm gonna wait for the next fight. But he never got to the fight. So
what's the dude that Wilder lost to the last time?
Joseph Parker.
Is it who?
Joseph Parker.
No. The bald tall dude.
Tyson Fury.
Yeah. When I seen him fight him, I said Wilder can't fight. He just throws haymakers and he lands them. And that's why he won a lot of his fights. But if you watch him, he can't fight. He don't box. He just really don't have the skills.
He don't got no defensive skills. I know that. Yeah, like he take a lot of blows. He just waiting on that one punch.
And a lot of times.
So he got the motto of, I can take a punch to give a punch.
Most likely.
Nah, he can't take a punch. That's
the motto because you looking for that one shot. You're going to have to take a punch to get your one shot.
Because you go back to when he fought Fury the first time. That fight showed a lot.
Yeah. See, he takes a shot to the side of his head. He on rubber leg. He on spaghetti legs after that.
Like CJ said, he looking for his one shot. While you sitting there waiting for your one shot, what's going to happen to you? You going to take a few. To get that opening that you want to land, the one that you want to land.
And the thing with him, he don't have to do but one thing to change his whole boxing career. Establish a Larry Holmes type jab.
Yes.
That's all he got to do. Man, he can reach you from, the parking lot.
Yeah, just keep
but
him
But he don't want a jab. All he got to do, wham, just keep on throwing the jab, wham. You know?
And that was, and most people.
Eyes start swelling, then you go with them powerhouses.
But look, and most people, like you say, like Larry Holmes, Lennox Lewis, all that, even Tyson Fury. What is their best offense? That jab, keep you off.
Yeah.
And then they attack.
Put my eyes up in the second round and you can't see.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? What Buster Douglas did to Mike Tyson? What did Buster Douglas do to Mike Tyson all fight long?
He peeking in the third round, like, where that motherfucker at?
We seen it a lot.
Oh God!
Buster Douglas was the first person to teach Lennox Lewis and Evander Holyfield how to beat Mike Tyson.
Hey, that jab vicious.
Bro. Keep the jab. Throw the jab. Keep him up off you.
Joe Foreman. That motherfucking jab. Fat boy, just bounce it.
Mike Tyson got hit with so many jabs he had to bite somebody ear off.
Hey.
Yeah.
So what's
jab, what?
Who's more deadly?
Huh? That's a good question.
We're talking about jabs. Who had the most deadly jab y'all had?
Mm. Might say Muhammad.
I'm gonna say Larry Holmes though.
Larry I'm Holmes gonna say Ali because he gave you the jab and dance.
No, Larry Holmes, man, for 8 rounds, that's all you get. Look, Larry over that joint, he busted up too, cause he done took a few, but the other dude.
He done took a lot more.
Calling them both of them don't swole up.
All swole up around it.
Yeah. Them jazz vicious, man. Especially when the heavyweight give them to you.
No, it's crazy. No one said Lennox Lewis.
I was never a Lennox Lewis fan.
He was sloppy to me.
But that was one thing he
looked lazy when
else.
He fought. To me.
Yeah.
He looked real lazy when he was in the ring, to me.
Yeah, but that was his bread and butter right there.
What was his biggest fight?
Lennox Evander, outside of Tyson.
Didn't Evander beat him once, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Evander beat him twice. He ain't never beat Evander.
Yes, he did.
Oh, so they split.
Yeah. Lennox Lewis is the only boxer in the history that beaten every man he's ever
fought. I got somebody that
outside of Floyd.
I got one person that was the worst.
I don't care about the worst.
But they put so much stock into him back in the day. What was it? Burbitt? Trevor Burbitt or
that dude was trash.
That dude was trash. Trevor Burbitt. Get out of here, man. I got a roll, fella.
Yeah, we about to get on out here too, CJ. You want to say anything else to the fans before we bounce out of here, man?
Hey, no, man. The only thing I got to say, man, y'all have a happy and safe New Year's evening, weekend, you know. Take care of your family and your friends. That's all I got to say. All right?
All right.
This is y'all be good.
Peace. All right, peace, CJ. Joe.
Yeah.
Man, thank you for joining us, man. Like I said, whenever you can make it to the studio, the trophy's gonna be here for you, brother.
You was avoiding me today, Joe.
I ain't wanna get nobody sick.
You ain't got coronas, do you?
Nah, I ain't got corona.
All right, brother. We'll catch you next week, man.
All right, man. Thank y'all again for a wonderful Christmas. The Eagles won and everybody else lost.
Don't keep on talking about them Eagles, man.
I appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah, right. Y'all green don't look like money.
Oh, as Kelly Green do, but that's neither here nor there. Roma.
What?
We about to be on out here, man. What else you got to say? What else you got for the people?
Enjoy this football weekend. Playoff pushes for everybody team that's in the playoffs, but bah humbug to all y'all. Especially the Eagles and Cowboy fans and 49er fans because y'all got playoff spots.
Well, I appreciate you sitting at home and watching us play.
I ain't got no choice.
Kevin.
Yes.
Time right on down here. What you got to say to the folks?
He's a Dolphins fan.
No, actually, I would just take a reflective moment and say this. This year is almost gone. Not all of our family and friends have made it. So never take for granted the people that you love. Be thankful for the day because in one moment your entire life could change.
Happy New Year, love everybody.
Thank you, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the last edition of Studio W Sports Page for 2023. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us just like you have all year long. And stay tuned because next year, we take it off, baby. We're going to have more NFL players here. We're going to have more segments. We're going to have more laughs, and we're going to have more Studio W action. Not only just on this show, but on all our shows.
This is our 10th year.
So, yes, this will be our 10th year. A decade doing this.